Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our summer sermon series, and try saying that fast three times, our summer sermon series continues with the examination of another classic hymn of the church, which also was the title of our message. Would you read it together with me? Children of the Heavenly Father. Our Bible text is Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7, which reads, "But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, that we might receive the adoption as sons and daughters. And because you are sons and daughters, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, so we can cry out, Abba, Father." As I mentioned earlier, we continue our summer sermon series, and today we examine the hymn we just sang, Children of the Heavenly Father. Especially an appropriate hymn today, as Daxton Wilder Dietz, a child of the Heavenly Father, is welcomed into God's everlasting arms through the waters of holy baptism. The writer of this hymn is Carolina Sandell. Born in 1832 in Sweden, she was the daughter of Jonas Sandell, a Lutheran pastor. She preferred to be called Lena, so Lena will call her. Lena Sandell would become the most famous hymn writer in all of Sweden, just like Charlotte Elliott was in England, if you remember her hymn we just discussed, Just As I Am. At age 12, little Lena was stricken with paralysis, and for many years she could not walk. One Sunday when her family were at church, she was in bed fervently praying for her healing as she did every morning, but that morning was different. She got out of bed, dressed herself, and that morning she walked to church, and the reception she got that morning was amazing. From that time on, Lena Sandell began to write her hymns. At age 26, she was on a boat with her father on a little trip. The boat capsized. Her father drowned. And out of this sorrow came 14 hymns, including the most beloved hymn she wrote, Children of the Heavenly Father. Lena Sandell would go on to write 650 hymns, and she died in 1903 at the age of 71. And at her funeral, the choir sang her beloved hymn, Children of the Heavenly Father. Let's take a closer look this morning, a brief look at this wonderful hymn that's a strong statement of faith in the face of sorrow. Stanza 1 declares, "Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather, nesting bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge e'er was given." Here is the statement of faith Lena made at the sudden death of her father. Here is the statement of faith we can make in the face of any challenges or heartaches, whatever life throw us our way. Are you listening this morning? Whatever life throws our way, we are children of our dear Father in heaven. Our true and lasting refuge, as the hymn says, is in His bosom, that is, in His arms wrapped around us. Galatians chapter 4 tells us that because of Jesus our Savior and our baptism into His name, we have been adopted as children and of sons and daughters of God. And we can call, are you ready for this? We so easily read this passage and don't think about it. Because of our adoption through holy baptism and we are made children of God, we can address the Almighty and most powerful God as Abba. Abba is an Aramaic word that really means Papa or even Daddy. Paul writes in Galatians, "God sent forth Jesus, His Son, that we might receive the adoptions as sons and daughters, and we can cry, Abba, Father." In the Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 26, children of God, you're given this promise: with trust in the Lord comes strong confidence, and His children will have a sure refuge. Stanza 2 of the hymn tells us this: God His own doth tend and nourish, in His holy courts they flourish, from all evil things He spares them, in His mighty arms He bears them. These words of Lena Sandell remind me of words of conversation I'm having with my mother these days. Many of you know my mama is battling cancer. Beverly and I traveled to the USA last month to see her, and in 2 days we go again to be with her before and after her surgery. My mother, for all intents and purposes, has told me what Lena says in this hymn verse: God His own doth tend and nourish, in His mighty arms He bears them. In other words, God is bigger than the heartaches we face. God is bigger than the challenges we face. God is bigger than the cancer we face. God is bigger than the death we face. He tends and nourishes us, said Lena Sandell. He bears us in His mighty arms. His love for us is proven at the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as I do every Sunday, I invite you to turn your eyes away from this to our Savior upon the cross. Take a moment to look at that crucifix above the altar. On that cross, Jesus paid for all of your sins, every one of them. On that cross, He paid for my sins, every one of them. He died and He rose for you. And He rose from the grave and He won for all of us the Easter victory, the victory over sin, the victory over the devil, and the victory over death. Because of Jesus' victory, we are assured, as Lena's hymn says, in His mighty arms He bears them. My friends, He bears you and He bears me, and not even our final enemy, death. Not even our final enemy, death, will have the last word. We can thumb our nose at death and declare, if that's the best you can do, then go for it. Because my Lord Jesus Christ has conquered death, and by humble faith in Him, I too shall conquer death. He who has borne me from birth will bear me to life everlasting. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah puts it this way in Isaiah 46. The Lord declares, you have been born by me from birth. You have been carried by me from the womb. Even to your old age, I shall be the same. Even to your graying hairs or lack of hairs, I shall bear you. I have done it, says the Lord. I shall carry you. I shall bear you. And I shall deliver you. The third stanza, the third of four, of Lena's hymn says this: neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord His children sever. Unto them His grace He showeth, and their sorrows all He knoweth. Just picture Lena Sandell making the statement of faith at the funeral of her own papa, Jonas Sandell. Pastor Sandell, Christian believer, this is our statement of faith as well. And St. Paul puts it this way in Romans chapter 8. Listen carefully. Paul says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor any created thing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God which is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the promise given to Daxton Wilder Dietz this morning. This is God's promise given to all His baptized children. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord His children sever. Maybe you've tuned out of the sermon so far, but now is the time to tune back in. Maybe you've made some big mistakes in life. Maybe you've sinned in such a way that you wonder, does God really want anything to do with me? Maybe you wonder, am I really welcome in this house of the Lord? Maybe you wonder if your fears and your own doubts have pushed God far away from you. This wonderful hymn declares what every page of Holy Scripture shouts: neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord His children sever. The final statement, the final stanza of Lena's hymn is a strong statement of faith and a word of assurance. These are the words I am going to be whispering into my mother's ear in just 3 days. Though He giveth or He taketh, God His children ne'er forsaketh. His the loving purpose solely to preserve them pure and holy. Though He giveth or He taketh. These words of the hymn come right from the Old Testament book, the book of Job, chapter 1. Listen to verse 21. Job says, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I depart. The Lord gave, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." That's a way of saying that our birth, as well as our death, are in the strong, nail-pierced hands of Jesus, our Savior. We are children of the Heavenly Father, and God, the hymn says, His children never forsaketh. A couple of lighthearted stories will help us wrap up this Children of the Heavenly Father sermon for today. A little boy came home from playing at Bobby's house, an experience Kristen and Richard you're going to have in just a few years. Little boy came home from playing at Bobby's house, and he asked his mommy, "Mommy, who am I?" And mommy thought he was playing a game, so she answered, "Oh, you're Superman." But the little boy remained very serious. He said, "Oh, Mom, Bobby's mother was right. She said I was so dirty, my own mother wouldn't recognize me." Another little boy answered the doorbell at his front door of his house. As he opened the door, it was a salesman, and the salesman cheerfully said, "What's your name, little man?" And he said, "My name is Eddie Don't." "What?" "Yeah, my mama always says to me, Eddie Don't." My dear friends, you are not Superman. You are not so dirty your mother can recognize you, and your name is not Eddie Don't. As today's hymn that preaches declares, you are children of the Heavenly Father, and nothing will change that. For Jesus' sake and in His name, amen.